Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Gwen Stefani, how are you?
I'm so good. It's so good to see you.
It has been a long time.
It is.
Do you mind if I bring up the last time I saw you?
I would love that so much. Refresh my memory.
It was Acoustic Christmas, 2014.
Whoa.
We all went out on stage for the 25th anniversary. Bean fell off the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were bringing in, like, ambulance people.
What?
And you were waiting on the side to come out with your band. And you said, you were so worried about him. You said, I don't want to go out right now. And I said, I think you have to.
My memories are so weird.
But you don't remember that at all.
I just feel like God made me like that so I can keep moving forward into the future where we're at right now. I remember so many things with you guys. Like, you guys were our everything, you know? It was like just getting to know you, like saying that we can be face-to-face was like the hugest deal and a miracle. So, yeah, it's just so much has happened, and it's been so – that was a long time ago.
And it feels so fun to watch you as you take more steps in your career.
Thank you.
You're doing The Voice and all that kind of stuff. It just feels great. It's like one of my friends made it.
It's so weird. And just when you think you can't the snow globe has like settled and there's no more sparkle. There's like, hey, you want to write a song for a Christmas movie? And then there's like, hey, you want to play at the Sphere? Like, and these things just come out of nowhere. And I think that's my favorite is when you don't know what's going to happen. And like, I didn't know I was seeing you today. And I'm like, what? Like, this is a treat. And all of a sudden you just feel alive again. You feel like you have a purpose and you feel like you want to use that gift that you have and share it. And you just never know when it's going to end. It gets more intense. You get more nervous. You get more grateful. And yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Yep. Let's talk about the Sphere first. You were going to do 6 nights, then you're doing 12 nights. Now you're doing 18, or
yes,
is there more?
We're doing 18.
18
yep.
nights.
18 nights. And I haven't done anything in a row for a long time. I do go and do shows, and I love that. I think it's one of those things where when you do something your whole life for so long, you do it so much. Because it's never just like, oh, let me just get my toes wet and, oh, that felt good. It's like you need to dive in, hold your breath, and then you need to like do synchronized swimming. It's like it's unbelievable how it's always so, so much. And I think 2 years ago when we finally, got on the same page, me and the boys, to actually even be in a room together and hang out. And it's not like anything bad had happened. It just sort of like we grew – and everybody had families, everybody had their own projects. We grew apart. And it's weird because you would think back to the childhood part of us and think that could never even happen because we were just so entwined. But then time goes so fast when time is in the future. And next thing you know, we decided to do Coachella. And I don't even think I knew what that was, because never really went to Coachella.
You hadn't been out there?
Not for to see a band. Like, I've seen it. It's different when you watch it online,
of course, you're just
cooking and like watching it. And I did not know that that was going to feel like that. And it was kind of mind blowing because it kind of summed up like really how much we had done together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the love for it. And it was crazy. And I think we were wanting to do something else like together, but everything felt like a want, compared to that. Like what it needed to be comparable or why do it,
Yeah, of course.
Especially like creatively, like I don't, for me, because I can't do anything if it's not, I'm not, it feels like a job or it feels like I'll be lazy about it if I don't, I'm not passionate. So anyways, the Sphere came out of nowhere.
Have you seen any shows at the Sphere?
Well, I played there, actually.
I didn't know that.
Like, it was for like these more like private shows where, so it was different. So it was like, it wasn't the same as building a show with No Doubt where there's this crazy, it was more like, this is like a passionate, like really trying to figure out how are we going to bring people back to this nostalgic place where they can relive that time where we were together and our music was coming out and that was the backdrop to our lives.
You like, have a very unique place to do it though with all of the great visuals.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. I saw U2 and I saw the Eagles.
Yeah.
And they're both just amazing. U2, of course, because they use video so much. Yeah. But have you talked to anybody there? Have you started building out the video? Yeah.
It's so crazy because Baz, who we've worked with for whatever, 20 years, a friend of mine, his actual kid is in my kid's class at school. So it's just kind of weird. Like, all right, see you at the Halloween parade. Now I'll see you at my house afterward, have coffee and talk about the show. And I think for me, and I know the guys, they just want to get on stage and just do their thing. But I think they're finding out that the creative process of building this kind of a show and also like going back in time. I mean, I'm legit. We've had to like open up the scrapbooks, like not scrapbooks, but the photo albums that you like peel it away.
Right.
And they're like finding the old photos and yep. Trying to figure out how we're going to tell this story, what story we're going to tell, how we want to make people feel, how do we feel together. Like,
is it going to be chronological? Are you going to start when you started?
We're going to let you find out when
okay.
you get there. Come
All right.
on, like, you don't give it away.
All right.
You got to give them something to look for. But it's not even built yet. Like, they came to my house like last week and there's so much technical things about it. Like normally, it would be so loose. Like, you know, we get into rehearsals and then we'll figure out, like, do we want to, like, switch this around? Does this feel like I need to, like, take a break before this or whatever? We don't have that luxury because you have to commit to everything.
Right.
So that they can build the show around, like, the set list. And so we did that the other day and just everything from transitions. And it's just – it's going to be – so different, and I think that's what I'm really excited about.
Well, I mean, when people ask me what my favorite shows are, I have to say, not counting the Sphere, because
it's
the
not
Sphere
the same
is
thing.
A whole different
and
thing.
It's gonna. I feel like it's some ways, like when I did play there, it was like people are like screaming at, and I'm like, wait, did I just sing like really good or something? And they're not. They're like screaming because they're like watching this crazy footage, and they're trying to Instagram it, and like, so it's kind of part like being in a film but also being at a show, you know. And I think it's going to be it's interesting because I was so naive when I played there before. I just was like, I didn't really think about like what I was doing, and then this time it's going to be really wild and awesome, and I hope everybody shows up. I mean, already the response has been insane. Like, I don't even know how to take it in and say thank you. It's just like, now I'm getting even more nervous. Like, we got to really deliver something amazing.
Right.
I know we're going to.
So if the tickets sell for the 12 through 18 shows, are you going to add more?
There's no talk about doing anything
All
else.
Right.
We just, I think we're really just shocked that we're doing this, and shocked at the response and excited, and I don't even know. We'll just have to see. I mean, we haven't even done rehearsals yet. Like, who knows? We never know what's going to happen. We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Speaking of, you never know what's going to happen. Shake the Snow Globe is your new Christmas song.
I'm so excited to have a new Christmas. I loved doing the Christmas album. That has always been like one of those bucket list things I always wanted to do.
That was You Make It Feel Like Christmas?
Yeah, just the whole album.
Uh-huh.
And doing it with, I did it with this writer, Busby, who is just, he's actually passed. So, like, it's one of those really crazy things that you're with somebody that's so talented. Like, in my mind, he was going to be my writing partner for the rest of my life because it was just such a connection. He's such a genius. And
right.
So it makes it even more, I don't know, in a way, like, valuable and special, that record for me. And the way we did it was so cool. Eric Valentine produced it. We did it all in a couple days live. You know, with just wow. musicians, like the old way, like with speakers set up, and like it was just very cool the way the whole thing was done. And then I kept kind of adding to it until it was kind of like, well, the label's like, you don't want to compete with your other sing. You know, me and Blake have this song that I think really does, it kind of sticks for Christmas. And that right. is like, that's the goal, right? Is to actually get one of those. Cause you're not only competing like as a songwriter with modern day, but you're competing with like all of those old songs yep. and those old artists. And so to be able to get something that comes back has been a miracle.
I hope you become the new Mariah Carey.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Hope that.
Mariah, I love you. I'm still going to listen to you, my number one. But yeah, I think that this opportunity was totally different. Like, no one's ever hired me, like, in a way to go, okay, here's the movie. We want you to write for this scene.
The movie, like, is Oh What Fun.
Yep.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
And they told you, this is the scene we need music for?
Yeah. That was like I've never done something like that. Of course, we've had songs in movies, but they just place them in there. But this is just being part of the creative process of this. And so I was like all about it. And then when it came time to like get in there and do the song, I was like terrified as usual and had the whole like, what have I gotten myself into? But I had watched the film, and it's fun working in Christmas. You're kind of like, it's really hard because you're competing with the theme, and everybody's done everything good already. So how are you going to do it any better?
Yep.
And then you're also trying to sort of like make something new, but something that feels like nostalgia. It's a tall order. But
it
then
is.
You also are like in this theme, so that kind of makes it easy. So anyways, I was on the 405 going down to the studio in Santa Monica just thinking, you idiot. Like, here you are. You have no reason, no business. And this chorus just comes right down to me, just landed in my car, had like got my phone, like stumbling, trying not to like sing this song. And I had the chorus. And it was kind of fun because I was, you know, in the movie, it's Michelle Pfeiffer, and she's awesome in it. It's funny. And she, you know, she basically, she's like the rock of the family, you know, and everyone kind of takes her for granted. And so I kind of just was like trying to play off of that with the chorus. And it was just fun creative process
the
for me.
The song is so good.
Thank you.
And I love,
you
love.
You do? Yay. Yeah.
I love all the horns in it as well.
Yes, yes.
So great.
I wanted to feel like kind of like an alternative take on a Christmas song.
Yeah,
all the other ones that I'd done had been a little bit more in that old, you know, I don't know what style you call that, but traditional kind of style.
Yeah, traditional.
And, but it was really fun because when we finished the song that day, I went home and listened to it, and I was like, I don't think we nailed it. Like, I feel like we got to like write another one tomorrow because we had like 2 days slotted out. And they're like, yeah, we should do a song like Jingle Bells. I'm like, yeah, no shit. We should try to do Jingle Bells. Like, everyone wants that song, you know? And so we went, I just opened my computer and I was laying in bed and it just came, this other song called Hot Cocoa. It was just like literally without music or anything. I was just singing it into my phone. And the next day that we put all of the chords like underneath, it turned out really good. And then I played it for my husband. He was like, I can't stop singing Shake the Snow Globe. So then I kind of tweaked it. And then here we are. We're talking
wow.
about it. Like, it's so fun to have a new Christmas song and something that's up tempo and part of, you know, such a big moment for the movie. And
it's so fun for us to have a Christmas song, a new
Yay.
Christmas song to play.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome for you guys.
I'm
to
so
play.
Excited for you. And
Thank
this
you.
Is so great. Enjoy your time at the Sphere.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to come see you.
Yes, please do.
Because there's 18 dates. They just added 6 more, and the tickets go on sale today.
It's
on
a
the
really
12th.
Good Christmas present.
Yes, it is.
Yes, very good.
Yes, it is.
You're welcome,
Gwen
guys.
Stefani. Thank you.
Love you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.